two tales of social activism, a documentary and a blockbuster musical, hit the home screen this weekend. Of course, the musical is Hamilton, about a previously unsung founding father. The documentary is John Lewis, Good Trouble, about a civil rights crusader who's been making history since the 1960s. Critic Bob Mondello says the activism in both films strikes fresh chords today.
At political rallies, John Lewis likes to tell the story of his childhood when his aim was to be a preacher.
I wanted to preach so much that we would gather all of our chickens together in the chicken yard. And I would start preaching to those chickens. They would bow their heads. They would shake their heads. They never quite said amen. But they tended to listen to me much better than some of my colleagues on the other side listen to me today in the Congress.
Lewis has preached the gospel of civil rights since the 1960s, and many of this reverent portrait's best moments come when documentarian Dawn Porter sits him down in front of a screen to watch and comment on moments in which he was pivotal. The original Freedom Rides, lunch counter sit-ins, and that bridge in Selma in 1965.
It'll be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm saying that this is an unlawful assembly. You're ordered to disperse, go home, or go to your church.
You said, Major, may I have a word? You said there would be no word.
Ever willing in his youth to suffer a concussion to wake the country's conscience, he's matter of fact as he watches today.
I was hit in the head. My knees went from under me. I thought I was going to down the bridge.
John Lewis, Good Trouble, offers a straight-ahead chronicle, 6 decades in public life, alongside Martin Luther King Jr., and then crusading for such causes as gun control and an African-American history museum. Lewis, in the film's telling, has never stopped fighting and has never stopped encouraging others to take up the fight.
And you only pass this way once. You have to give it all you have.
Don't, in other words, throw away your shot at making the world a more equitable place.
I am not throwing away my shot.
The musical Hamilton sees that same impulse in a founding father.
I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
We meet him, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, as he's arriving in New York still a teenager in 1776, and we follow his progress as he raps and strategizes his way into history and onto the $10 bill, much to the annoyance of Aaron Burr, played by Leslie Odom Jr. as a cross between Iago and Salieri.
How does the bastard orphan, son of a whore, go on and on, grow into more of a phenomenon?
You may have heard that Miranda's storytelling is every bit as revolutionary as Hamilton's story. History as a hip-hop adrenaline rush, its masterstroke, the casting of the nation's founders as people of color, brings fresh resonance to notions of a nation of immigrants unshackling themselves from their king, yes? Especially with Jonathan Groff's George III reading as an imperiously foppish 60s Britpop star.
Oceans rise, empires fall.
One whose response to upstarts in the street sounds eerily familiar across two centuries.
And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love.
What's arriving on Disney Plus is the stage Hamilton Broadway audiences saw in June 2016, right after the show won a slew of Tony Awards and a Pulitzer, and just before the dazzling original cast scattered. They do dazzle, from Miranda's Hamilton to David Diggs as a rock star of a Thomas Jefferson to Philippa Sue's vulnerable Eliza.
Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built
Capturing live theater has advanced since the days when filmmakers put one camera in the balcony and another on the lip of the stage. What director Thomas Kail has crafted in filming his stage Hamilton is revolution as revelation, lighting that explodes in blasts of cannon fire, cameras choreographed to stutter through battlefields, then swoop in for intimate close-ups that no fifth-row orchestra seat could match, all for a story that reflects the tumult of the birth of America through the tumult of the times we're living.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Christopher Jackson's George Washington uttering the message of Hamilton, a breathtaking accomplishment that is, especially now, haunting as you come back from it to the world outside your living room.
History has its eyes.
I'm Bob Mondello.